I'd like to call today's Kendall County Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
He's at work.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Could I get a motion to approve the previous month's minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Could I get a motion to approve the agenda? However, I'd like to move executive session to the end and table item 11E until the next meeting.
There's one in the end.
Oh. We'll strike number 9 then.
We don't need executive session?
We do, but...
Oh, we have it twice?
Yeah. We'll strike the first one.
Kind of like public comment. We should put everything on there twice. Well, some other things we have twice too.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. Special recognition. Dr. Lulu Blacksmith is here to join us from Wabanse Community College.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman Greider, board members, staff, and guests. My name is Lulu Blacksmith, and I'm the Director of Government and Community Relations for Wabanse Community College. This is a historic year for Wabanse as we celebrate our 50th anniversary. This special year, we are honored to recognize the many community partners who have contributed to and supported the growth of the college within its first 50 years. On behalf of Wabanse Community College Board of Trustees, faculty, staff, and students, we are honored to recognize Kendall County for the support of higher education. Of the 290,000 students we have educated in our first 50 years, more than 6,000 are from Kendall County. We strongly believe that education is key to economic development, and we sincerely thank you for your leadership and for supporting higher education as well as economic growth and development that benefits our communities. Our history of cooperation and collaboration is a source of strength within our communities, and we are grateful that Kendall County is part of our proud past, bold future. Chairman Greider, please accept this small token of our appreciation. This is a photo taken in August of our Board of Trustees, staffs, and students. It's a human 50, I don't know if you can see it, but it's a human number 50.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your support.
We'd also like to thank Wabanse for being a partner in our community with us as well, and so please accept this certificate of appreciation on behalf of Kendall County as well.
Thank you very much.
Correspondence and communications.
I don't have anything.
Are there any citizens to be heard? Coming up.
Good morning. Your finance chair has asked me to come before this board today. As you recall, you had voted in your budget to cut the public health levy by $225,000. And once you had secured the $225,000 from the health department to settle that levy, your finance chair asked me for an additional $377,000 from the health department. If this is what we must do to save our levy, then we will do it. But I want to mention just some things for you to keep in mind. The public health levy was voted on by the citizens of this county as referendum, and that is value added for the health and human services that we provide to this county. It is not value added to cut it. You're not able to use one penny of it to settle your budget. You're not able to use one penny of it for any other thing. And so it is very much value added to keep it intact, and very harmful to not do so. To cut it represents a legacy cut to these health and human services for years to come. So if, again, this is what this board requires of us, then we will have to submit to this $377,000, because we know it's so irresponsible to have that levy cut. So I rely on you to tell us what we must do, and I'll look to hear from you during this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor, and we are going to talk about that a little bit later, and I hope you'll stick around for a little bit in case there are additional questions. Is there anyone else from the public? Come up and state your name for the record, and you have 5 minutes as well, as you know.
Todd Miller, Yorkville. I see our coroner is here, and maybe her new chief deputy. I don't know that for a fact. I'm hoping that in her coroner's report, she'll report how many deputy coroners she's retained and how many she actually has. And then maybe she can confirm how many of the badges that were out there have been retrieved. Something I think the public would like to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak at this time? Let the record show there's no one additional. Old business, is there any old business? New business. We have a motion to approve a resolution declaring December 2016 as Kendall County Food Pantry Awareness Month.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Does somebody want to read this? Ms. Hendricks. Oh, I didn't.
I thought everybody had it.
Whereas the problem of hunger is a worldwide problem, and whereas the problem of hunger exists within Kendall County, Illinois, and whereas the Kendall County Food Pantry was established in 1983 in order to provide food to residents of Kendall County that are unable to afford to purchase food for their families, and whereas the Kendall County Food Pantry is operated by a volunteer staff with no paid employees, and whereas over 50,000 families consisting of over 100,000 people have been served by the Kendall County Food Pantry since its inception, and within the last year the Kendall County Food Pantry has served over 7,000 families, and whereas while national concerns and worldwide problems concern all Americans, the problem of hunger and inadequate food for local citizens of Kendall County remains and is the right and obligation of all citizens of Kendall County to help alleviate hunger on a local basis, and whereas it is the intention of the Kendall County Board to increase the awareness of Kendall County residents to the existence of the Kendall County Food Pantry, to recognize and support the Kendall County Food Pantry and its volunteers, and further to encourage the donation of food to the Kendall County Food Pantry by all residents of Kendall County that are able to contribute to said cause. Be it hereby resolved, the Kendall County Board does hereby declare that December 2016 shall be Kendall County Food Pantry Month in Kendall County. Be it further resolved that all residents of Kendall County are asked to contribute non-perishable food items or make a monetary donation to the Kendall County Food Pantry. Be it further resolved that residents of Kendall County may donate items at the Kendall County Courthouse, Public Safety Center, Health and Human Services Building, County Highway Building, or County Office Building during normal business hours through January 16th of 2016. Passed and adopted. Do I read that part? Passed and adopted? Because we're going to vote on it.
That's right. So thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item is their motion to approve the State's Attorney Appellate Prosecutor Resolution for fiscal year 2017, December 1, 2016 through November 30th, 2017, and authorization of payment for services in the amount not to exceed $32,000.
So moved.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Second by Prochaska. Mr. Purcell.
Eric, that same amount as, sorry.
Sorry.
That's the same amount as the previous year?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion?
And that comes out of my budget. I would do a
dollar amount. Even though it's out of mine, but yeah. Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Next item, is there a motion to set the FY 2016-2017 salary for Kendall County Public Defender in the amount of $149,857.20?
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Kellogg. Discussion. Eric, do you want to touch that? Mr. Purcell?
Just that is money that comes from the state and goes to help balance the budget. Well, help do the budget, not necessarily balance it.
The amount must be set at no less than 90% of what the state attorney's office. The state attorney is set by the state of Illinois, so you can set it higher, but that's the minimum amount. That's the amount she's requested. And as Mr. Purcell said, not sure all of it, but
correct.
Of that, 90% or 85%.
Yeah, it's 75.
Is reimbursed by the state of Illinois.
Roll call.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is to set the FY 2016-2017 salary for Kendall County Supervisor of Assessments in the amount of $84,700.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore?
Second.
Seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion on this? Mr. Purcell?
Just state, we also get reimbursement for this from the state as well.
In the entire amount, or
You know, I've done a percentage. I don't think it is. I think it's percentage. 50%. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. Item E, we tabled. F. Is there a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding between the County of Kendall, Illinois and the Kendall County Association of Chiefs of Police regarding the reimbursement for construction of the Kendall County Law Enforcement Memorial?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. Eric, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, there's. I was approached by the president of the Chiefs Association as well as Chief Jeff Bergner, who was the one that basically ran the construction of the Chiefs of Police side for the memorial. They are set to make their first payment in reimbursement. As you recall, the county was kind enough to fund the construction of the memorial over at the courthouse. The number's actually in the resolution, sorry, the memorandum of understanding. However, it's about just under $40,000 was the actual construction cost due to donations and other in-kind contributions. They are set to make the first payment. They'd like to make a $25,000 payment first. This year in fiscal 17, and then $5,000 a year minimum. They may pay more, but that's what the amount that they don't want to overexceed themselves if fundraising isn't as good as they hope, and then hope to have it all paid off through that $5,000 per year increment. So, that first payment would be due by June 1st of 2017, and every subsequent year, the $5,000 minimum payment.
Any questions or comments on that?
And they'll be voting on that tomorrow at their business meeting. So it has not been approved yet, but they have reviewed it. I talked to them personally. They have absolutely no issue with that at the executive committee level.
Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. Next is approval of HIDA Initiative Manager Service Agreement with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent, effective January 16th, 2017 through January 16th, 2018.
So moved.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion?
The same as it was last year.
I believe so, Chairman Prochaska. Sheriff, do you want to talk to this or speak to this?
Good morning, Board. This is similar to other service contracts that we have with HIDA. Unique thing about this is not they're upping our fiduciary percentage that we get back from 1% to 2% for basically writing checks. So the money's in and out. It's usually about a 2 or 3 day turnaround, my understanding. It's just an additional contract that they've asked us to pick up.
Mr. Purcell.
Question, Sheriff, and I don't know if you know this answer, maybe the Treasurer's Office could answer it. That 2% was 1%. Does that go into the general fund?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, helps pay other bills? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. Thank you. Next item is, can I get a motion to approve the modification of the to HIDA grant releasing additional funds in the amount of $290,986?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Purcell. Sheriff, do you want to speak to this one?
This is just basically to approve the finance to support the contract that the board had just passed and the one that was passed at the board meeting at the end of November.
Any questions on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is, can I get a motion for approval of a resolution authorizing letter regarding assignment of Plano Transfer Station host community benefits and reimbursement agreement to Groot, Inc.?
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion on this? Mr. Davidson.
Where will these benefits be put? Where are they going?
I believe that the general fund right now, is that correct?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Mr. Wilkins?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the board took official action on the original agreement as far as the dollars. We hadn't received any. So we can take that through Finance Committee and then board approval once okay. We receive the first dollars.
What are we expecting to receive?
One of the benefits is actually trash hauling, so that won't be an actual dollar amount, but it is actually a cost reduction. But we don't really have an estimate at this point, so because we're not sure exactly what the actual transfer station volume will be, so I just don't have an estimate.
Mr. Purcell.
Honestly, I don't recall. I remember voting on this, but did we get a fee per ton or? Or was it just a free garbage?
It's about 10 cents a ton.
Is that what it was? I can't remember.
Mr. West.
There was a minimum amount before it would trigger tipping fee. I don't recall off the top of my head without
That's
looking
fine.
It up, but there was a minimum amount they had to reach before it would kick into that. The county would then receive so many cents per ton.
But we do get the trash for no charge. Is that correct? Yes. The trash hauling?
Yes.
And did that, I think we had this question, did that cover the Forest Preserve as well? We don't remember.
I have to look back at the agreement, John.
That's
I'm sorry,
fine.
I just don't know off the top of my head.
Thank you.
I believe it did, but I don't.
It's been so long.
I know.
I believe it did because they were obviously the concern was both entities that would be covered, but I have to look back at the agreement.
And this just assigns it to the new company.
That's all this does today, correct?
Thank you.
Additional questions? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, can I get a motion to approve a resolution to grant IDOT a temporary construction easement of 910 square feet at the Public Safety Center along Route 34 for the sum of $1,500?
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Mr. Purcell.
And this was for 5 years, was it?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Additional? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Is there any other new business? Elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff. Security system update and annual report.
Yeah. The security system upgrade that the board approved several months ago, we sat down with SAS on December 8th, talked about a timeline. It's going to go into, as you'll see for the memorandum from Deputy Commander Gillespie, it's going to go into fiscal year 18. So we anticipate the project being completed in May of 18, the first week in May. There are some cushions built in there, but as far as the timeline goes, and they're going to do a system at a time, so they'll do the camera system first and the inner door lock system and stuff like that. We're going to be going over the drawings and stuff. We have conference call is the last day of every, last week of every month, and then we'll probably, unless you specifically ask, we'll probably provide an update to the board about every other month in that project as it's going along. So if you have any questions about that, I know the new board members, I emailed you, if you would like to come over anytime, you can tour the jail and the courthouse, just let me know, we'll fit in your schedule. I'm more happy to make that happen. Any other questions on that?
Mr. Purcell.
Did you say there is a timeline in here?
There is not.
Oh, it's not.
It was referenced in the memo.
Okay.
And it was not attached, but I can forward that to you if you like, but otherwise.
Yeah, if you can just email all this, it'd be great.
If you'd all like it, you bet. Okay. Keeping in mind that may change.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What is the rough timeline? Just 12 months, 15 months?
May of 18.
May of 18, so.
Will be the completion. First week in May is what we're anticipating. Right now, a lot of the behind the scenes engineering and stuff like that is going on. So.
Ms. Hendricks.
Just out of curiosity, have they assigned a project manager for that for you?
Yes.
Okay. And can you send me some information on that?
Sure.
I'm just curious to see how they're managing the project.
Okay. Mr. Purcell.
To allay some concerns that have been expressed at prior meetings, the fact that this will not be completed until May of 18, does that jeopardize potentially any of our agreements with the federal government or Cook County or other counties?
No.
Okay. That concern's been brought up by board members. I just want to make
not
sure.
Not that we've been aware of. We've passed our inspections. The feds come out annually to inspect our facility.
Thank you.
So.
Any additional questions on that?
If we were to have a catastrophic failure, then that would obviously be a concern. But
we won't have that.
Right now, we're holding it together. And then the other thing, the annual report was filed with the clerk's office on December 12th. A copy of it is in there. Do you have any questions on that? It's about a 40 or 50,000 foot view of the sheriff's office. There's more information available on our monthly reports. But this is a general synopsis of that.
Is there anything of note this year that you want to highlight that kind of stands out, or was it just kind of a ho-hum year for it?
Well, I'm very proud to say that we came in well under budget, you know, this year. Some of the operational changes. Also, the men and women, you know, that work for the sheriff's office, they're very dedicated. And they help with that bottom dollar. They come up with good ideas, and we implement them as a team. So it's worked out really well.
Mr. Purcell.
Yes, sir.
And Sheriff, approximately how many employees do you have? About 110, 120, something like that?
FTEs, 116.5.
Okay. And I know, for example, a couple of your areas, you're downstaffed through attrition, correct?
When I got here, we were at 123.5 FTE.
So in two years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's about 6%. Thank you.
Of course. Anything we can do. Services are still the same. We haven't reduced any of our services. So we're combining some positions. Administrative, we're a little strained because we have two less command positions than when I got there. But we're holding it together.
Mr. Purcell?
Taking an active role in some of those things.
So you're patrolling once in a while.
I'll be out there Christmas Day patrolling.
Thank you.
You bet.
So the other thing you've done, and I appreciate, is you've reached out to federal government, to Cook County, to bring in prisoners from, you know, those agencies that you're not obligated to do. And our budget for this current year, there's about $1.1 million in there. So appreciate you helping out that way, too.
Well, I'd like to take all the credit for it, but I can't. You know, it's the correctional deputies. They work very hard inside that jail to maintain the safety of it. It's not easy with some of our inmates to make sure that they're cared for when sometimes they don't particularly care to take care of themselves. That can be very challenging, very stressful for them. So they do an outstanding job. And as of this weekend, I think we had 28 Cook County inmates and 10 federal. So it's worked out well. And it's actually sharpened the skills of the correctional deputies. You know, human nature is to get complacent. Well, we've taken needles, razor blades, pills. Somebody tried to bring in marijuana to the facility, and the deputies all caught that. So I'm very, very proud of them.
The DeKalb and Kane inmates are no longer being housed here, is that correct?
Kane is not. The Kane, the one inmate we had from Kane for years was finally sentenced to DOC, so they're gone. I don't know that we'll get any back from Kane.
Okay.
DeKalb's dwindled down. They house out to other neighboring counties as well. We had a meeting with the sheriff. They anticipate being in their jail sometime late next year or early in 18, but we're keeping tabs with Sheriff Scott up there to see how long we'll have their inmates here. That number's slowly gone down, and this is a time of the year when the inmate population is typically down, so statistically.
Okay. Any other questions for the sheriff?
I have one other update. We just took delivery. It's not in the general fund budget, but out of the court security fund, we needed to get a new transport van. Originally, it was budgeted for around $58,000 to come out of the court security fees. And we were able to find a Schaller Township Police Department in Pennsylvania. Had a van, it was 3 years old, only had 18,000 miles on it, had every piece of equipment in it that we needed. And we were able to do an online auction and get it for around $27,000. So we paid a deputy to go out there. So it's good. It's blue. I don't plan on repainting it. So you may see a blue van out there, but we're going to get it marked up. But we have all the equipment that we needed in it. So we're really excited about that. It was getting about 50 cents on the dollar. So it's still under warranty. And talked with Judge McCann, and we both agreed that it would be a venture that we would like to take. And for the new board members, Oswego, Village of Oswego, as they gave us around $3,300 to go for a transport van. Kind of changed their operations because they were going to get one and Montgomery was going to buy one. Those typically is not equipment that you use every day. So we've said at the sheriff's office that we will, if they have a mass arrest situation or somebody that, you know, damages the inside of a squad car, they kick windows out and stuff like that, that we would come out and pick them up. Or if not, we would allow their personnel to come and get the van and drive it to the location. So Oswego, I talked with the chief the other day. I think they're in their budget. They're put in their budget another $5,000 to be given to us, and they already had given us $3,300. So it's a way where we can partner and save the taxpayers money.
Very commendable.
What's that name up there?
Is that a question?
Oh, Mr. Davidson. Sorry, Sheriff.
Do we have to make a motion to accept the sheriff's annual budget?
Second.
Report.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Purcell to accept the sheriff's annual report. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet. Petition filing is now over for the consolidated election, which is April 4th, so we will begin working on that one.
Are you going to have a primary election to worry about?
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
Oh.
Mr. Purcell?
That was what I was going to ask.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the county clerk? The treasurer, Bob?
Morning, Bob Jones, Chief Deputy. Jill apologizes for not being here. She had a pipe burst in her house this morning, so she's taking care of that.
Oh, no.
She's also moving, so another headache for her. Her report's in your packet. I don't know if you have any questions.
Any questions for Bob? Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Jones, I was looking at the report and for personal property replacement tax and state income tax, it seems a little low. Is the state rate on the payment or
it's been getting lower for the personal property replacement tax, and then they are behind on the
law. Any other questions? Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
State's attorney.
Couple things. We've obviously been very busy with union negotiations. Leslie apologizes. She had a family issue come up today, so she will not be here. But she has been very active, as you know, with the different bargaining units. Some of them are close to being wrapped up. Others are still in the works. She mentioned, we did hire our replacement assistant state's attorney. She has started in our misdemeanor division, so she has worked out very well. If you get over there to the criminal court, I'm sure you all will be rushing over there right after this to say hi. Please make sure she's here. Lauren is going to be a nice addition to our office. So Other than that, unless there's any questions, I have nothing else to report.
Thank you. Any questions for the state's attorney? Coroner.
Good morning. So I'm assuming that my report is in the packet.
It's correct.
It is, okay.
Yes.
And I made some changes to it from the public safety meeting. There were just a couple of typos, but there were no content changes. So if you have any questions about the monthly report or about the annual report, they should both be in there. We had 284 deaths, I believe it is.
We don't have the annual report, so if there's anything that you wanted to highlight from it.
The annual report basically just shows, I think we did 24 presentations. I'm doing this from the off the top of my head if it's not in there. We did 24 presentations throughout the community throughout the year. We had 284 total deaths, and I'm not sure the exact breakdown. I want to say like 10 suicides, and the majority of those were natural causes. Maybe it was 10 accidental deaths that were the mostly overdoses. But that's really that if that fails.
Any questions for the coroner?
And as far as the reports go, that's it. But if I could, I would like to first off give some special recognition to both Jim Smiley and Facilities and Scott Koppel and the Technology Department, because they have both been fantastic in helping with the transition in our office, just basically at our beck and call and doing all kinds of stuff almost on a daily basis for everything that we've been needing for all of the changes. They've been really, really great. So, and then finally, I do have with me today Sam Marshall, who is our new Chief Deputy Coroner. She comes from Grundy County. She's a paramedic. She was Grundy County Coroner with the Grundy County Coroner's Office. She techs our autopsies and whatnot. So she's got some experience, and so I'll just let her quick say hi if you have any questions.
Hi, I'm Samantha Marshall. I'm JP's Chief Deputy. I'm very pleased to be here. As she said, I've been a paramedic with Hull City Fire Protection District for the last 7 years, paramedic preceptor for Morris Hospital. I've been a deputy for Grundy County for the past 2.5-3 years, and I have also been teching the cases for both Grundy and Kendall County for the autopsies over the past 2 years, and that's how I met Jackie.
So it'll be a great addition. We're just kind of moving forward. And then do you want me to address what Todd had some questions? I can address that if you please.
It's your time. If you want to want to address it, feel free.
We have three total people in our office right now. Me as the coroner, Sam is the chief deputy, and then Brian Leonard, who is the senior deputy coroner. So we kind of had one person who stayed on from the past and one person brought in new, kind of thing, kind of a good balance. And there's really no reason that with three dedicated people to the office that we can't handle the caseload of what the office is going to be bringing in. 18 letters did go out asking for return of county property, including badges and whatnot, and I have received, I believe it's 5 badges back. So, that's where we're at. But so far everything is running really well, and we're, like I said, moving forward. So, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Oh, Ms. Flowers.
How do we go about getting the other 13 back?
I don't know. I mean, I sent them a letter. I mean, short of me going, but I mean, some of the people are, you know, Springfield, some people are in Wheaton, some people, I mean, there are people spread out all over the place, and short of me taking short vacations, I don't know that I can just go get them back. What I did do, though, is change the way our badges look, and I've ordered them. I haven't received them yet, though, but all of our current badges will have our name, our title, and our name and our title on them specifically. Okay. So if they don't look like the new badges, then they're not, you know, good and authorized to be used.
Mr. Smiley, you got a comment?
Jackie requested me to take all those badges out of the system. So even though we don't have them, they're not. If they try to use them, they won't work.
Oh, we're talking about the actual badges.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, he's talking about the door passes. Mm-hmm. We have like an electronic entry and whatnot. So.
Well,
thanks, Jim.
Well,
yeah, but yeah, the other ones, everything, the door locks have been changed, and the key passcode cards have been changed. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I skipped over the clerk of the court. Is Robin or designee out there? Okay. We almost had had every one of them today.
It's kind of.
Yeah.
Call it right now.
Health Department.
See you this time.
Okay. Supervisor of Assessments.
Good morning. First, thank you for approving my salary. I do appreciate that. Just as my family. We're finishing up with our hearings for the year. We are done with people actually coming in for hearings. The board is now reviewing those cases where people requested not to appear. So we've got, oh, maybe 50 of those left. And then we do have another group that American Homes for Rent, they've got about 150. So we're right around 200 left to finish that up for the year. So.
Did you have less in person this year than in the past?
Yeah, we actually did. We had less in person this year than we have in years past. So we actually had, they did half days. So we really only had about 2 weeks total of hearings this year. So that worked out really well.
Thank you. Any questions for Andy? Thanks, Andy.
All right, thanks.
All right. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Davidson.
We held a meeting last night. It was basically informational and determining kind of the direction we want to go and some of the ordinances that we want to adjust and address and then what procedure. There's no action items to the board. And I apologize. It was a quick meeting, and the minutes are not here, so at this time, that's about all we've accomplished. Matt, do you have anything that I missed?
No, I'm here.
Mr. Kellogg? Okay. Public safety, Mr. Prochaska?
Mr. Chairman, public safety team met this month. We don't have any action items for this meeting, and we'll meet again next month.
Thank you. Admin HR, who's the vice chair in that one?
I am.
Oh, Ms. Gilmore?
Well, we did meet. We set our schedule for the year and made a couple changes on the times and the days, and I don't think the minutes are in the packet either, so.
Okay. Thank you. Highway, Mr. Kellogg.
Mr. Chairman, we did not meet. We didn't have any agenda items that needed to be addressed this month. We'll be meeting the second Tuesday of month at 4 p.m. at the Highway Department.
Thank you.
Are we,
Matt? Mr. Davidson.
Matt, are you keeping the same kind of the same date, the agenda?
Yeah, it'll be the second Tuesday.
So that will be set accordingly then?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, facilities.
Facilities, we met December 12th. There are minutes here of the meeting. I asked the committee to appoint Norman Giles as vice chair, and we will be meeting on the annual meeting date as normal. I haven't changed that.
Bless you.
And basically, the minute we just again went through the kind of the agenda or where we wanted to go or what we were looking at and some cost factors and where we're going. So other than that, you got the minutes. If there's any questions on the minutes, please, you can ask and we'll try to answer them.
Economic Development, Ms. Hendricks.
We have not met yet, but I personally met with Andres Beltran to get an in-depth review and discussion of all that has taken place before and also to go over the strategic plan that's in place and to discuss items that had significant action had been taken on and other action had not been taken on. As you know, I've appointed you as the Vice Chair of Economic Development, and I'm very excited about that. I think a bipartisan front for economic development is of extreme importance, and I'm very excited to have you in that role. As moving forward, we are planning on scheduling our meetings for the third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m., which I know represents a change. My reasoning for that is because I do have a few ideas I'd like to toss around with the group, and I would like to make it even easier for all businesses in the area in Kendall County for those owners to be able to arrive here without impeding their business day as much as possible. We will be scheduled. We had a meeting scheduled for the 23rd. I had concerns about quorum, so we will not be doing that. And our first meeting will take place on January 17th I believe, where we will be discussing further economic development. Other than that, I don't have much to report because everything is now a moving forward from here point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Purcell.
The third Wednesday, sometimes, would you say 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
That should be fine. Who's the animal control chair now?
I am.
Liz. Are we still going to keep that meeting at 4?
I'm trying to move that around. I'm thinking about 8 o'clock in the morning for that one.
Okay. So what about for this month? Are we going to meet tomorrow?
I don't have it on the schedule for this month. I want to talk to Laura first about the 8 o'clock.
Okay, because I guess my only point was if we kept the meeting at 4 o'clock the day after the second board meeting, that should still give us time to complete. We're rarely over an hour long because the third Wednesday could correspond with that time. If she changes it, it's a moot point.
Ms. Gilmore.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask Ms. Hendricks, what about the Wednesdays when we have Forest Preserve? Finance and Forest Preserve COW.
My understanding that those were the second Tuesday of the month. I received an email about those conflicts, which is why I changed it to the third Wednesday.
No, it's not correct.
Well, my difficulty was when I was trying to plan this, the February calendar hadn't been filled in, so I had no point of reference for when everything was scheduled. If we need to revisit that, I'm happy to do that, but for the time being, I need to meet the state's requirement in setting a date for meetings.
Those Forest Preserve meetings follow the first commission meeting, and they come between the two commission meetings. So there are going to be several months where that's going to be a conflict.
Yeah, I'm having difficulty finding a time slot that works. My biggest priority, to be honest with you, is because we need to get many more business people in the area and businesses we want to bring in to actually come to our meetings. So it's important from where I'm sitting that those meetings take place as close to after business hours as possible, because I don't want the interference with their day-to-day business schedules to be a reason they don't come and participate. So if we need to revisit that, we can. For the time being, I've been told that the third Wednesday of the month will more or less work, and if we need to revisit that, then I can do that. I don't have on this list anything that particularly conflicts with it at that time, but again, Valerie told me that that isn't totally set in stone. So I'm working with a schedule that keeps changing. It makes it difficult to pick a time and date. But my primary concern is that it's at 5 p.m. or later during the week, because I want to encourage business owners to come.
Okay. Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. Well, before I forget, speaking of meetings, the Finance Committee approved keeping the meetings at the same time and days we have them, been having them, which is the Thursday, the day of the cow at 5:30 p.m., and two Thursdays after that at 5:30 p.m. as well. So we have in front of us several items. First thing is the approval of the claims. I move we approve the claims in the amount of $1,798,582.65. And grand jury claims in amount of $237.84, and grand jury claims also in the amount of $281.44.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes. Okay. Next thing is approve payment of settlement of Nelson et al. Versus Kendall County Coroner in the amount of $23,359.17 as court ordered on December 2nd, 2016. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
We said that will come out of contingency.
Okay, out of contingency.
Yes, ma'am.
Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Bless. Oh, well, here.
The next thing I have is the motion for the finance meetings. I move we approve the finance meeting schedule of the Thursday of the week before the second county board meeting at 5:30 p.m., which is also the day of the cow, and the Thursday of the week after the second county board meeting at 5:30 p.m., which would make it 2 weeks later than the first one.
Okay. Well, I have a question on that.
You can ask.
I don't have a December calendar, because so you're saying that you had one like, okay, today's Tuesday, you would have one on this Thursday? Isn't that what this is saying?
Oh, it is saying that. Yeah. It's actually the second Thursday after the county board meeting. That is correct. I move that we amend the motion.
Well, and let me add, too, we are going to approve the global schedule like we've done in years past at the next meeting.
Oh, we are. Is that okay, then? Do it that way?
So why don't we get these sorted out and on
then
this
I
list
withdraw
so
my motion.
Approve that at that time.
That's fine.
So you're not about number three is?
It's a moot point today.
Okay. Yeah.
You're withdrawing your motion?
Yes, okay. I am. Yes, and that's an excellent point. Yeah, the way it's phrased. It is the same as we have it now.
Thursday of cow, and two Thursdays later, which would be the second Thursday after the regular board meeting.
Right, so that checks will be cut at the end of the month, as normal
same
vouchers
as
are due at what we've been accustomed to.
Yeah, we're not changing anything.
The way it reads now is the first finance meeting is the Thursday of the week before the second county board meeting, and the second one is the Thursday of the week after the second county board meeting.
Right. Which is, like, in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, same as we're doing now.
Okay.
2 weeks apart.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good catch.
So this is going to change.
Yes.
Okay. So, next thing is, excuse me, the levies, and we have multiple levies. The first thing I would do is I make a motion that we approve the Veterans Assistant Commission levy payable in 2017, the amount of $403,789.
Second.
Are you picking the second?
Pardon?
Are you picking who's second?
Oh, Davidson. Any discussion on that? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. Next one is the TB fund. I move we approve the tuberculosis fund levy payable in 2017 for amount of $15,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the Liability Insurance Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $1,100,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the Social Security Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $1,535,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, or IMRF, payable in 2017 in the amount of $3 million.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the County Bridge Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $500,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the County Highway Fund payable fund levy, payable in 2017 in the amount of $1,500,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Davidson. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes. Thank you. I move we approve the Extension Education Fund levy payable in 2017 in amount of $187,527.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. I move we approve the Senior Citizen Social Services Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $350,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Kellogg. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, I move we approve the 708 Mental Health Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $930,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion? Roll call. Oh, Ms. Hendricks.
This represents, this is a levy that's unchanged then from previous years?
Correct. This is separate than the other.
I know.
Yeah. This one's the same as they requested. I don't recall what they requested last year.
No, okay, it was unchanged.
Okay. It might be down slightly. Many of them were down slightly. But it's what they requested.
Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Next, I move we approve the County Health Fund levy payable in 2017 in the amount of $757,000.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Flowers. Discussion? Mr. Purcell?
Thank you. I know the levy amount here is different than it's in the budget. Number 15, the next item, has the amount which is listed in the budget. But being that the mile, she came forward, and I do appreciate it. She reached out to several of us. I spoke to her several times. She came forward here today and said, not only is the health department going to pay the $225,000 that was not fully paid last year, that they would commit to paying the $375,400 for this year. I would support this higher levy, even though it's not what we budgeted. We have assurance from the director of the health department that we're going to get the payment to help our budget for this year as well as for the previous year, and I think that's an act of good faith on their part, and we should look at that and accept that.
Ms. Hendricks.
It's my understanding that the check for that $225,000 is already in the treasurer's office and has been for some time. Is this correct?
That's what I've been told.
I spoke with the chief deputy before, and they do have it. It has not been cashed or anything, but it is in the treasurer's office.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, being that we passed number 14, there's no need to take action on number 15, because that would be the levy at the lower amount. And the final one is the general fund levy, and Mr. Wilkins, this does include a little extra in case the final assessments came in higher. Is that correct? Okay. So just so everyone knows, I'll make the motion and I'll explain this. I move we approve the levy for the general fund payable in 2017 in the amount of $11,208,725.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore.
So
Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. If you were to look in the budget has $11,158,725. This is $50,000 higher. What is done, we've done this every year as long as I've been on the board. The amount that is approved in the budget, we always levy a little bit higher because the final assessments, as Andy said, they're still tweaking those numbers, and if the dollars came in a little higher, then we wouldn't leave those on the table.
Okay.
So that is why that number is a little bit higher than is in the budget.
Any discussion on this?
Once we get the assessments done, then we will have the actual number?
The actual number won't come in until probably April, something like that. We'll have the final assessments, but until they do that convoluted calculation, or long calculation, I don't know if it's convoluted, but until that calculation is done later in the year, they have to send everything down to the state. The state has to approve it, review it, whatever they do. Probably be April before we know that number, maybe May.
Any other questions on this? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Who seconded that motion?
I did.
Gilmore?
Judy, thank you. Those are all the levies. Did I cover them all? I want to make sure, otherwise you're out of luck.
You did.
Okay, thank you very much. So thank you very much. That was much smoother than I had anticipated, and I appreciate everyone's cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Purcell. Health and Environment, Ms. Gilmore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do not meet in December, but we will meet January 9th at 3 o'clock.
Thank you. Committee of the Whole, we met and we had a lengthy meeting talking about many of these items and then also our new board member training as well. I think that was those were the primary things. We had a very spirited discussion about our levies as well. And that's all I have on that. So can I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Davidson.
Second.
Seconded by Kellogg. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Special committee reports. VAC. We have not had a meeting, but I see that you are all here. Any of you want to come up and introduce yourselves and say hi to the new group? Chad? Otherwise, the enforcer can come up.
She's not that mean.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chad Lockman. I'm the superintendent over at the VAC. I just took over for Steve Barrett. That's pretty much all we got going.
When's our next meeting? Next meeting is January 5th?
January 4th.
4th.
Yeah. I've got the assistant superintendent, Olivia Lashover, and our new hire, the CVSO coordinator, County Veteran Service Officer, what that stands for, Donovan Torres, also known as the enforcer. sitting back with his arms crossed. Look forward to working with everybody.
Thanks, Chad. Historic preservation. Liz, we haven't had a meeting on that yet.
I'm working on getting one put together for January.
Okay. So. We talked about it briefly yesterday as well, and longtime Kendall County Historic Preservation Advocate Stephanie Todd passed away recently, and there will be a memorial at the end of this month, and we intend to recognize her for her contributions as well. Word of Health. That's Tony. I don't think, Mom, what's the next Board of Health meeting? It's our second meeting, right? Same day as our second meeting? Yeah. So the next Board of Health meeting will be in January. Juvenile Justice Council?
Thank you.
Judy?
We will be meeting in January, and we're going to be talking about the 5K run, the Sky Run, and we're going to be looking for sponsorships. So I have a few brochures if anybody would like to take a look at them, and more about that will come.
Great. Look forward to it. Mr. Weiss.
We just handed out the truancy grants. You wonder where that money goes from, or goes to, I should say, when you donate that money. Six schools throughout Kendall County, three in Plano, one in Yorkville, and two in Oswego, received truancy grants in different amounts. They presented those to the committee. Committee just voted on those in November. And we handed out the checks here just last week. So it was a really Christmas present to a few of the schools. So those monies go to help truancy programs to keep kids in school. Obviously, one of the goals of the Juvenile Justice Council is to keep them out of the criminal justice system. So we can spend a little money at the beginning. We'll spend a lot less later on when they come to see people across the street or across the river from here.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you. UCCI, Matt.
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council will next meet on January 20th
24th and 25th. That is a change from our earlier annual schedule to accommodate the schedule of the state legislature. It will be our legislative reception in January instead of February and March, as it has been in previous years. On January 25th, we will be having our free education seminar for all county board members. Topics to be included will be OMA, FOIA, and duties and responsibilities of the chairs, vice chairs, committee vice chairs, and rank and file board members.
All good information. Mr. Purcell.
So he sounded like FDR, if you're familiar with him, Matt, with all those acronyms. OMA is what, Open Meetings Act?
Yes.
And FOIA is Freedom of Information Act. Okay, and then the 24th, is that a Tuesday or a Monday?
It'll be a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday this time. Thank you.
Additional questions on UCCI? Other business? Is there any other business? Chairman's report. I apologize, we're moving faster than I anticipated. I'm not going to do a break today.
We have an executive session, do we not?
We might have to do one.
Will it be lengthy?
Well, I'm giving it, so we'll see how long that'll take.
I think we'll take a break.
Yeah. All right. Citizens to be heard. Is there anyone? If you'd say your name, and you have 5 minutes.
I'd like to thank the coroner, our new coroner, for giving an update on her office. I would point out that our prior coroner was in violation of state law until I asked, having produced all the sworn oaths for roughly those 21 deputy coroners. That was done in like March of last year, and it was hastily produced and given to Debbie because he was in violation of state law, and I pointed it out. That said, it's encouraging also to see a chief deputy coroner who is actually expected to do some work. Our prior chief deputy coroner did little, if any, work, yet still drawed a small paycheck. It was more a title than actually a job, but with no expected duties. These missing badges need to be returned. They're county property. You had two lobbyists who were a deputy coroner. You had a state legislature who was a deputy coroner. You had 5 or 6 campaign contributors, and that was the only qualification, was to give money to the coroner, and you could get a badge. So that said, those badges equate to some type of authority. They're still out there, and they need to be retrieved. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the press? Okay. All right. Well, then, since we do have an executive session, we will take a 5 minute break.
May I ask a question?
You may, Mr. Purcell.
For transparency, is there going to be any action after the executive session?
No.
Okay. There you go, Jim.
You're welcome to stick around.
Yeah. All right.
So
we're back in session.
Don't worry.
And can I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of
1, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, and 2, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
Motion by Davidson, second by Hendricks. Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to dismiss?
So moved.
Or adjourn. Yeah. Motion to dismiss.
No.
To adjourn.
So moved.
Made by Purcell, seconded by Kellogg. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That's funny.
Court is adjourned, yeah.